Welcome to On The Box, the Geek Show's new show which talks everything TV, whether it's on the box, on your computer screens, on your tablets, on demand.
DVD. Anything.
DVD. And, we'll be coming at you every week with discussions of the best and worst shows on TV, our news, any things we can find relating to TV, and literally whatever else you find interesting, we'll find awesome. Now we're going into the news. So tell us, Jordan, what have we got today?
Game of Thrones is back.
Yes.
Of course. Series 5 premiered last night. Not much detail this week, as we are going into more details about the new series and previous series next week.
Yeah, when we're missing the show, we don't spoil it for everyone.
Yeah, for the best interest. 1.57 million viewers.
Yes, that was that worldwide? Or was
just
it?
Just UK. Just in the UK.
It leaked as well, though, didn't it? The show. Mm-hmm. We have, I'm in the first season, so.
But you've got a little bit of catching up to
do. Yeah, just a little bit.
I mean, the concept of it was, view of it is, is it overtaking the books now?
Overtaking the books in this series.
Mm-hmm. Like, supposedly.
Yes.
Whether or not Tenno said they're going to cut it halfway through or not is another matter.
Well, of course, it's interesting because the show, last series, actually started moving quite far away from what the mm-hmm. books have been doing. So this could end up spinning into like quite a different storyline to how the book's going to end. So it's not necessarily going to spoil all the next books, which I think is quite interesting.
Whether or not they're going to do two set of storylines for it, want to stay with the books and then want to just delve off. And then partway through the season, they'll just join them up once they've actually overtook the books.
Possibly, but that sounds somewhat complicated.
It's Game of Thrones, supposed to be complicated.
I think, hasn't a new Game of Thrones book just come out as well? I mean, we've talked about this as well on other shows, and basically, where was it up to? You can tell me.
I actually can't remember.
Well, what do you mean, tell you where it up to? Because if
what,
you want
the book
me to, like,
or the series?
Recount the entire book, that's going to take
a while.
Yeah, that's going to take the entire show.
Well, I mean, the series, which, I mean, when I'm watching it, what I've realised is, I didn't realise how supernatural it was going to be. I was looking at it thinking, it looks a bit, because, I mean, I thought it would look more like Lord of the Rings type of thing. When I was watching,
Lord of the Rings is well known for its complete lack of supernatural elements.
No, listen. But I was expecting it more. It looks.
I know what you mean. I do know what you mean.
More down to earth than what that would be. Mm. But I mean, is it within the first 5 minutes or something? You have, for the first 5 minutes, you have,
it's basically set in the Dark Ages.
But, I mean, I thought it was going to be like more down to earth and more real life ish. And I wasn't expecting, especially some of the adult themes that were in it.
Wait, what? Adult themes in the show, which is basically only known for its violence and nudity.
Yep.
Yes, but I didn't
basically
know that.
it's Game of Thrones. It's always been like that.
Well, yes.
Oh, yes.
And incest.
So very much incest.
Yes.
Also, just as a side note, is it bad that Game of Thrones has kind of made me like really want to support the two incestuous characters?
Yes, yes, it has.
I'm really invested in their relationship.
Yes, it has. That is bad.
Okay, I feel like a bad person.
You are a bad person for it.
I mean, it's disturbing. But I've been told by everybody that it progresses extremely fast.
Within the first series, I think it's three quarters of the main characters
and
get killed off.
Sean Bean's in it. By the end of the series.
If you're mistaken.
I know. I haven't seen it yet, but.
And we're not going to spoil it for you.
Yes. The only thing we have to say right now is watch it.
It won't class as a spoiler.
Just watch it.
Because it's Sean Bean.
Just watch
end
it.
End of.
Okay, so. Yes, Sean Bean does die. And we're going to say.
Thankfully.
It.
Thankfully.
Because it leads to a very interesting story, apparently. But he gets beheaded in the series. And afterwards, Sean Bean played football with his own head.
Spoiler alert! Just in case no one has actually watched Game of Thrones yet for that one. For that one particular scene, that is the only thing we're going to ruin for you.
Also, guys, so do you think that counts as an own goal?
Oh man. We do need to start you out for the jokes like that. Or the puns or expected jokes like that. That's just...
Oh, they're going to keep coming. It's an unstoppable farce.
Sorry about that.
Yes. Who won the football game?
Chelsea won it on away goals. So, moving on to something else in the news.
Move on.
Yes.
The Inbetweeners is coming back.
Yes.
Yes, as a TV series.
As a TV series, which will be great.
This is something, I mean, I've argued and argued with quite a lot of people on this subject.
Me's one of them.
For too long.
For too long.
The series was funny, because you've got six separate episodes with one. You have basically one continuous storyline over a, with me writing comedy, you have an idea of how that works. When you do a film version after it, you have to stretch them jokes and that storyline. You need seriousness, you need everything. This has a good emphasis on it. I'm not sure how they're going to do it. I think they've mentioned before there'll be either a funeral for one of the for one of them, or whether they're just going to be at college. But,
no, I know one of them said about it being funeral, but it could very well have just been joking.
But, what does everybody think about this as a TV series, I think?
I'm going to love it. I generally do think it'll be quite cool.
See, I don't. I do like the original series, but I'm just worried that sometimes when you come back to something, it doesn't pan out as well as the original.
I mean, it favours obviously a certain audience, but the whole premise of it was they were in-betweeners, I think. They were halfway between teenagers and adult. So where does that come in? Because they'll be going on 30 now, won't they?
I don't know if they are coming up. Actually, no, they might be, yeah.
Yeah, the actors are pretty old.
They have to be,
now.
Yeah.
I don't want to mention what I'm seeing.
Whether or not they're going to continue it, so they're going to have a jump, sort of like skip college, but it's going to be like after college. No, they're going to leave it as the in-betweeners, but they might jump it forward, so like they miss the entire college sessions and stuff like that.
But and then they're just not in-betweeners like, no more. There's a borderline where it goes, I'm really looking forward to, I always look forward to the new stuff because I always think whether it's not going to be good or not, you're going to enjoy it the first time. But like, it's not going to feel the same. It's not going to be as it was. It's not, the jokes feel wrong when they go over 30.
Yeah, I think
it's disturbing.
There is a certain point where it just goes from being funny to being
It'll
a
get
bit
more
sad.
Disturbing than Game of Thrones.
Or scary. I missed that bit, last bit about Game of Thrones there.
I said it'll get more disturbing than Game of Thrones eventually, if they keep them jokes in. Honestly, you're going to get...
The in-betweeners do the red wedding.
That would actually be pretty damn cool.
I'd watch it.
I'd watch that for that one scene alone. Anything else? What else have we got in the news?
Daredevil, wasn't it?
Yes, Daredevil on Netflix. That came out over the weekend, April 10th. That's just the entire series came out in one go.
Serious?
Yeah.
Sweet. So I might have to hunt that down now.
Oh, you should. I'll be talking about that a bit later on in more detail.
Isn't this the series based on the film that was based on the comic? That was absolutely...
No, it is no way based on the film. There is no Daredevil film. It hasn't happened.
Because... I mean, luckily, I only ever watched that Daredevil film once, and that was enough.
You watched it one time too many, then.
But, I mean, that's not... You mentioned Daredevil and things, but you can... we can talk about maybe... there's a lot of the Marvel TV series and DC TV series coming onto the TV now. I mean, whether to Netflix or... Any of them now?
TV
is it now
TV? You've got Play and
you've got your. Is it Gotham? I think that's started again, hasn't it?
Yes.
That's unique in a way. You've got your. Is it Flash? Come on.
Yes. There's Flash and there's Arrow, and then there was Constantine on Love Film.
That was pretty.
Amazon Prime.
That was weird. That, but it was good.
Yeah, I liked it.
So in a way, though, what does everybody think about all these kind of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. for one as well? That. It just seems to be spiraling out of control.
Marvel have so many rules to play with, right? It's fantastic. Marvel have got that many angles they can use. It's just incredible. They Marvel can
understand.
Basically now just take over the world.
Because, I mean, they do. I mean, DC are, I've always said they're lagging behind, but TV wise, they seem to be catching up. But they seem to be taking
nowhere near.
I watched the first series of Gotham, and it was different. I mean, I like the way they did, they went about it. I mean, I do get tired of Batman reboots. I do. It's something that you don't want to see every now and again. Same with Superman, but
and Spider-Man. I will throw that in because I know you love them films.
Yeah, I think Gotham's an interesting idea because it's basically saying, hey, do you know how everyone likes Batman? What if we did a Batman series but didn't have any Batman in it? That's what people want.
It's good because, I mean, Suicide Squad will mainly be focused on stuff like Harley Quinn and that, right? Which is great because the way the synopsis at the moment is they won't have a clue who each other are.
It gives.
So it's going to be, it's stuff like that. It's just the little twists on things that you love.
It gives an extra perspective.
I'd love to see one of the Goblin out of Spider-Man. I'd love to see him come out in a film or a TV series or something like that.
Agent Carter. I'm not sure if that was cancelled or if they're still going ahead of it. But
no, that happened. It's just they never broadcast it in this country.
America get everything done.
It's happened.
Only happened in America. Because Channel 4 don't want me to give them all my money. Yeah, I think what I like about Marvel better than DC is I think they understand superhero films can only go so far. So what they start doing is like tying in other stuff.
It's giving...
Guardians is like a sci-fi film, and I've got Daredevil, which is like a crime drama, but all of them have kind of superhero elements.
Yeah, but it's given... what's the way to say it? A view of all the less known characters for the TV, because if the release a film on...
Well, the thing is, when you think of it, most of the Marvel films that you'll get, right, when you say Marvel, right, the first thing people think, right, is stuff like Iron Man, and then...
I'd say Spider-Man first.
Well, yeah, but you would, because you're special.
I mean, I'd have thought Spider-Man would be the first thing people would think of, not so much... For example, somebody that's really into the comics and things. If you think Marvel, you think Spider-Man.
Yeah, I mean,
no, I don't.
Actually, so it's an interesting point because, like, back, say, early 2000s, Iron Man was basically like this really C-list hero who no one had ever heard of. Mm. And now, like, he's one of their most popular guys. Mm. So I think it's interesting just like how these films have basically changed the comics and vice versa.
Mm. I mean, I'd love to see them to do a series of, say, just a small TV series of Iron Man, but stick with the comics.
See, I don't think you could get the budget to do an Iron Man TV series.
It's a shame, but it would. I think it'd be fantastic to get the audience, no problem.
Mm.
Like that. So I think it'd be easy for them to turn around and say, "Yeah, we'd have to go and spend this amount of money," but chances are, even if you turn around and said it, even if you don't bring it out on TV and it comes out on stuff like Netflix, right? I've got a feeling that they make the money back, no problem. Because they'd have that many people turn around and say, watch it.
Netflix is...
I mean, you have a look. The biggest set of Marvel film at the moment, I think, other than the Avengers, is Iron Man.
I think Guardians did quite well as well.
Yeah, but definitely didn't do anywhere.
Yeah, but you got to think. Stuff like the Avengers brings them all together as a separate one, right? It is... Iron Man.
Iron Man is like their most bankable single.
It is the flagship one at the moment. So,
anyway, at the minute, we'll get back to what were we on?
Yes, we'll get back to Daredevil, so that I can talk for hours about it.
This, in a way, is what you've been watching, isn't it?
Yes, recently? Yes, it is.
So, tell us about it.
So Daredevil, like I said, it's basically a crime drama, but like with a superhero in it, and it's just. It's this really clever, dark... So that's another, it's a lot darker than maybe other Marvel things that have come out, because this series, it's a 15, whereas other Marvel stuff have been firmly kind of 12A, and it really shows, like, in one episode... Well, in one episode, a guy literally impales himself on a spike, and, like, you just see the spike just coming out the back of his head.
Nice.
Yes, it's so gory. But yeah, it's really good, because... It's not just about Daredevil, it's also about like his enemy, the Kingpin.
Mm.
And you get to watch basically both of them come to power. And it's really clever the way like each of their journeys basically mirrors each other.
So it's something that you wouldn't be able to get in a film. so to speak.
Yeah, yeah, it definitely...
You need the episodes.
Yeah, yeah, to, like, show that gradual progression. Because, like, he doesn't even actually put the Daredevil costume on until the very last episode. Basically, he spends, like, about 12 of the 13 episodes just basically wearing his pajamas.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Oh, and the fight scenes. Fight scenes are so good. Like, the end of the second episode, it just has this absolutely amazing one. Like, basically, Daredevil goes into, like, a Russian compound. It's just, like, it's one long corridor. Like, the camera just stays in that corridor, and you watch him just walk down, kind of fighting guys and, like, diving into rooms on the left and the right. Like, you see one Russian guy about to just run in and just, like, a microwave fly and hit him in the face. It's just, it's the best thing ever.
Wow.
So it's more realistic for the setting, then?
Yeah, it's definitely more grounded.
Sounds good.
Hmm.
Sounds good. So what have you been watching then, John?
I have been watching Thunderbirds. The reboot of Thunderbirds, which, as much as all the critics of town said it looks absolutely horrible, disgraceful and all that stuff, it was pretty damn cool.
Yeah, which to be fair, they all said that before the episode aired.
But of course, Twitter being Twitter, enjoyed and loved ripping it to shreds.
But, yeah, because that's what Twitter does.
The thing is, because it is CG, they've been able to experiment so much more. The first time you actually see Thunderbird 2 come in, it comes through the clouds, but it looks absolutely exquisite when you see it.
That's, I mean, I think that's pretty much the moment I realised I loved the show.
Yeah.
I'm more for remaking the Thunderbirds. I think it was a good idea. But what I don't get is, where's the fact that just because you've got CGI doesn't mean you have to use it? It doesn't matter how much things to bring out.
This is the bit that everyone's been going on about. It's like, the critics of all time, it's made now more for kids than for the child element of bringing it in, like children into it, than it is for the nostalgia. So I think that's the way that it's working.
Yeah, we do have to accept that we're not the target audience.
Yeah. We said it before. It was, for the first episode, it was premiered on ITV at 5 o'clock. Mm. It then got shifted to 8 o'clock in the morning, right? Which automatically loses you half your audience like that. So the fact that they've done that kind of shows that it isn't made for the nostalgia element. It is made for basically early morning TV for kids.
Which, to be fair, that does still seem like quite a bad move, though.
ITV have been going through a massive reshuffle in show structures.
Yeah, but I mean, it's the kind of thing you could put it on, like, early Saturday evening, kind of the Doctor Who type time slot. Because they know that there are adults who will watch it as well. Basically, like us, we'll sit down and watch.
The thing is, though, right? Would you? I mean, as a fan of both, which one would you rather choose, Doctor Who or Thunderbirds?
See, honestly, I'd rather watch Thunderbirds now because Doctor Who has gone very downhill.
But then you get the proper Doctor Who fans that'll say Doctor Who straight away.
Yeah, but that's because they're obsessed, crazy Doctor Who fans.
But the thing is, I mean, someone from a mutual element that doesn't like either of them. Right?
Well, if they don't like either of them, they're not going to watch.
Yeah, but I mean,
either,
like, if you turn around and say, which one would you rather watch? Like, if you showed them a picture of Doctor Who and a picture of Thunderbirds, it'd be difficult to see which one to choose.
I'd watch the old Thunderbirds.
The old puppy ones are fantastic.
Okay, yeah, I think I can get
where was
seeing
the harm in, let's just say, putting the old Thunderbirds back on CITV?
Well, because kids aren't going to watch it, because it looks
kids won't watch that.
The 60s. But,
I mean, they're doing it with everything. I mean, CGI Noddy, CGI Thomas the Tank Engine, CGI.
Like, the issue being, right, is HIT. HIT Entertainment have took over all these things.
It's getting really... It's just a joke now, I think. But, I mean, I get the idea that trying to, how would you say, keep up with the times and... I mean, but they're being too far now. I mean, was the Postman Pat as well? Fireman Sam and all CGI as well?
Oh, weirdly enough, right, one of the most recent CGI shows that have been out for anything was Bob the Builder. And then they decided to redo that completely.
I mean, it was good, though, because, I mean, it was... originally, isn't it like a stop-motion animation everything was, wasn't it? It was basically Noddy was, Thomas Tank Engine was. They went through that phase where everything was stop-motion animation. It'll take them, like, 10 years to make an episode.
Hmm.
Exaggeration, but...
Yeah, but yeah, CGI is a lot easier to film with.
Yeah, it's easier, it's quicker, right? And it's cheaper by the sounds of it as well.
Right,
because
once you've already got
a basic model that you need, right, you just duplicate that over and over again, like that. If you break something in the actual model for them. You'd have to repair it, then you'd also have to make sure that you can't actually see the repair work.
Yeah, I take it as well, though.
I think it's easier to delete a scene, Osmo, out of CGI, doing it with CGI, than it is if you do it with the models, because that means you'd have to cut it perfectly and then sync it in anyway.
There's always an argument for this where it's going to be easier. It's going to be less limits, isn't it? You're going to have you're going to have more action sequences. You're going to have more animation in general. But I always think the simplicity of stop motion animation, that type of thing, it's priceless now. We can't really.
It's strange what they do actually own, though. Let's see if I can find the listing for it, because when you have a look at HIT's actual ownership of what they do have, it looks so strange, but it looks fantastic. Because
do they basically just own everything from our childhood?
Basically, right? But it's one of them things, you have a look, and we've said they own stuff like Thomas Tank Engine, they own Bob the Builder, they own Barney, Fireman Sam, Postman Pat's on there. But it's strange when you see it and you go, that's really what they own. And it just looks so strange.
So anyway, what did everybody think of the Thunderbirds?
Oh, I loved it. I liked it.
Was it something that you would probably recommend to...
Yeah. Because the thing is, they've announced that Jeff Tracy wasn't going to be in it. But one of the nicest little touches that they've done is they kept the countdown that he'd done in it. They've done a little remix of the theme like that, but they've kept the rest of it, which was great. So
yeah, and even that remix is very close to the original song.
So, anyway, what have you been watching then, Andrew?
Well, I've been watching... I think everybody knows what I've been watching. Impractical Jokers.
Oh, right, yes.
On Comedy Central on... I think it's on a Monday night. And it's basically your... I mean, we've covered it quite a bit before, but it's a unique show. There was a UK version, now it's a US version. Four friends prank each other. They have to compete and... basically compete for points, and the loser gets to do a forfeit, which is usually quite embarrassing. But the games themselves range from basically one recently where they put blanked out shades over his eyes, and he got told where to walk and what to say without knowing who he was talking to.
So is this like a crossover between stuff like Jackass and...
It's Jackass without the pain,
right,
should I say?
It's more just that embarrassment factor than the actual physical pain.
There's another show, similar show on The Rockers that's on, I think that's just started as well,
around about
a few weeks back. It's basically just pranks and doing things you wouldn't normally do, such as being a dentist for a day and have to do everything that they're told. And it's brilliant to watch. It is.
Well, that's not going to help people who are scared of the dentist.
It might.
You know, trying to fix someone's teeth and then get sold. Oh, just out playing with a little Hoover.
It's just hi there. I've never done this job before. Ooh, look, a drill.
This is my first day.
Start rotating the chair all the way back and all the way back until. all the way back until. It's like pretty much vertical. It's quite fun to watch. And it's a really good show to watch. And yeah, I watch that every week. Absolutely brilliant. Truly recommend it.
So you showed us a clip of that before we started recording, didn't you? Yeah, that looks pretty funny.
That had to do with PowerPoint presentation as well. They'll have to do like a PowerPoint presentation and not have a clue what's on the slides. And then when they go through, they have to explain the slides. And I think that's pretty unique to watch.
And of course, all the slides were very inappropriate.
Very, very inappropriate. Very, very inappropriate. Anyway, should we have a break before we go on to our next section?
Yes, I think that might be an idea.
Let's all have a Kit Kat.
Hello, do you like films? Well, wow, that's good. We're over the first hurdle. If you like films and you also like podcasts, you should probably check out the Geek Show's only dedicated movie podcast, Cinema Eclectica. Well staffed with a trained array of helper monkeys, we review all of the latest films every week and do it reasonably well.
Okay, so we are back, and now we're going to talk about TV spin-off board games.
Yes, well, it's a little bit of a mix. I mean, some of them are movies, but the idea of them is pretty... I mean, the whole idea is how terrible they actually are. And I think, Jordan, you'll want to start off with your a few that you've got right there.
Yeah, I've got a board game of the year team. Just to start it all off with, that straight away.
Okay, that's it. Cancel the show. We're done. We're playing the 18 board game.
But can you repeatedly roll a dice to help TV's A teams find the stolen recipe for a soft drink?
That is the
plot of the game.
I've never got the games where you're just rolling dice. I think the games are much better when you need skill. I mean, A team wise, no, it doesn't work.
Trivial Pursuit, stuff like that, it's fantastic.
Yeah, well, I pity the fool who doesn't love the 18 board game.
Oh, God.
Not bad. We've already been back on for 2 minutes and you've already threw one in there. Yeah. Well done.
I'll go through one that I've got. The Mask 3D board game. This is based on the film and there was a cartoon series.
Oh, yes. Yeah, there was a cartoon series.
Yes.
It was quite a terrible cartoon series.
It was great, the cartoon series.
Basically, you race around the track and retrieve all the items that Stanley had lost during his whirlwind mask transformation. But the reason why it's no fun is you throw the dice, as mentioned before, throw the dice. Mm. And if you land on a mask square, you can basically do what you want. And this is even a 5-year-old could master it.
So kind of like you just land on a mask square and then declare yourself winner of the game.
I would do that straight away.
And another one's been coming. Does anybody remember? This was a film as well, actually. Small Soldiers.
Yes.
There's a board game built on that. And while it looks like it'll sound cool because they actually have the toys, that's.
Small Soldiers was fantastic as a film.
Oh, was that the one where, like, they were toys and they came to life? Yeah, it was this, like, gritty Toy Story.
Yeah, it was a dark side of Toy Story, basically.
Yeah, why is it no fun? You have to load up like the skateboard catapult every time you have your go. And you have to launch a toy into the air.
In all fairness, I think that in itself just makes the game pretty damn cool.
But, that sounds like a fun game.
Not many games you can turn and say you can launch this stuff out of a catapult.
I'm Gone with the Wind, the board game.
No, well, I've got Star Trek The Next Generation, interactive VCR board game.
I like interactive VCR board games.
Oh, was that the one where like, you had to watch the VHS tape and do stuff?
There used to be a Star Wars one as well, where you'd put the video in and Darth Vader used to be on the screen.
Yeah.
And you're on the Death Star and you had to blow it up. It was quite disturbing for a video game that actually was for kids.
Yeah, but I'm sure if you go back now, you'll see like just how cheesy and low quality it all is.
Yes, definitely. Like most games.
Yes.
Terminator 2. Yeah, these are mostly films, aren't they? It's still worth £25, though, on eBay. Terminator 2.
Well, I've got a game of Glee, which is Glee Yahtzee.
This is the one...
Why?
I was looking at it before. No, that's like Theme Monopoly, but on a higher scale, isn't it? Yahtzee wasn't really the most fun game to begin with.
Yahtzee was more complicated than anything.
Yeah, I liked Yahtzee. Yeah. I've played Yahtzee in ages.
And Home Alone 2, board game, which looks like Mousetrap. But in a way, it looks quite fun, but obviously the downside is going to be you do have to build this thing.
In all fairness, that's what you have to do with Mousetrap anyway.
Mousetrap.
But Mousetrap was quite cool.
Yeah, I was like Mousetrap.
I've got Dexter the board game. Can you murder criminals without anyone finding out? Find out in this fun game for all the family.
Is this backwards clue, though?
Yes, basically.
You already know who done it, but we have to do it without anybody knowing.
No, this one is you murder them. You murder the criminals, which is...
So I assume that's for just 4 and above, then?
Yeah. To me, I think that would be quite cool.
That sounds like kind of a fun game.
I also have the Neighbours game.
That the soap.
Based on the TV soap, yeah.
Yeah. Well, thank goodness. So, you know, for years I've been watching that show thinking, if only there was a board game.
You've been watching that show?
Actually, yes. Like many years ago when like I couldn't be bothered to change the channel.
Myron, apparently, does that show still exist?
I assume so.
Willow game. Willow.
Willow?
There was a film called Willow.
I don't remember that one.
You don't remember Willow? My God.
I think I've vaguely heard of it.
Turns out I've seen it, but I don't remember it.
Basically, it was a film. It was, from what I remember correctly, oh, I forgot, was in it now?
Oh, what?
What's
he
called?
Warwick Davis, wasn't
it? Warwick Davis, yeah. yeah, Warwick Davis was in it. And it was quite a decent film. The board game, basically, it looks more like a card-based board game. Fantasy-based card game. Why?
Well, why do any of these things exist?
That is true. Why do some of these weird, stupid games
exist?
On
your list? What's the number one on your list?
The number one on my list is The Crystal Maze.
Yeah, this is a good one, isn't it?
Yes, I do like this.
This is the time travel adventure game, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. And this is also based on a TV show that we all seem to want to come back as well.
Yes, which no one seems to be wanting to bring back themselves.
But it was a good show. I mean, maybe include some of the time travel element on a more larger scale. I mean, you had, what was the zone again? Does it include any on the board game itself?
I don't know, but I can find out. I think
they do. I think the main element of that board game was you did relatively easy challenges that you could easily win on, and then you get all the way to the end and just have to shake this little crystal in your hand and see how many gold or silver.
I think I might have played that. I remember it being gold really or silver, disappointing.
If you do, I feel sorry for you.
Things fall through to see if you win. So, basically, it's pointless. But anyway, while we're on the subject of a crystal maze, I mean, we can talk about that. It was unique. It was, I think it was
unique. Might not be the right word to use.
I mean, I'm not going to say unique because it was a new show, because it was based. It was spin off of Spotlight, wasn't it?
Yeah.
But it's different. It had like all these zones. You had like the futuristic zone that wasn't that very futuristic. You had the Aztec zone. You had the industrial zone. I'm showing how much I watched that show here.
Yeah, you just recite all the zones from memory.
And then they replaced that zone with an ocean zone, which I loved. And I used to think, I'd apply for that show. But then I used to think, it's not on no more, and I've got a bad back. So
if you say that was it.
But
apart from those two things,
there was an Aztec zone, an ocean zone, a futuristic zone, and a medieval zone.
You know what? You could have that. It could be like real life, couldn't it? Where if you're playing that board game, I know you might go around with your family, and then all of a sudden one of you could like just take out a harmonica, and then while they're trying to concentrate, you could just start playing it, and put them off the game, which is basically what you did in the. And I found that quite.
To be fair, my harmonica playing would definitely be off-putting.
Crystal Maze.
Part of me wants to say, no, I wouldn't dare do the Crystal Maze.
There's another one as well, actually. It's a board game. We don't talk about this TV show on this show, but there was a board game based on a TV show that came out last year, and they sell it on Amazon, and that was I'm a Celebrity. It comes with these, it's like the bush tucker things that they have, like where you know, when they eat the things. And it comes with them. And I'm thinking that's a bit extreme. It's not a family.
Well, surely they're not like actual.
They are. They're real. It actually says on the Amazon.
How does that work?
That is just real. Strange.
But they actually sell them abroad, though. They actually sell.
Yeah. I have the best, worst game yet.
What's that?
It's called the Worst Case Scenario Card Game at Work.
What's that? Is that like extreme guess player, who?
The current player has to has the question and answers to all. The current player has the question and all the answers read to them. They then choose which answer is the most appropriate Sample questions: how to combat eye strain from fluorescent light, how to schedule an interview, how to survive light deprivation in an office window. The correct answer is use a desk lamp. Seriously, how about, not dwell on work problems? So,
to make a good game on anything.
That would be one of, if not the worst game I would ever play. More importantly, I don't think I'd ever play it.
Hmm.
So strike that last sentence that I said before.
So if we'll go around, since after we've talked about that, we've seen quite a few. We've seen a lot of ridiculous board games there. Crystal Maze one is probably the best, worst, next to the one you've just mentioned. But if we were to turn a show from today, what we've been watching, into a board game, what would be your best and what would be your worst?
My best would be Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, the old version of Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, because it's basically one of them games where you go around by just defeating Shredder over and over and over again, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, but like, how would a board game of that work? More importantly, does it come with nunchucks?
Hopefully, yes.
I mean, surely there's geniuses out there that could actually
bring that my dream into reality, which would be fantastic if you do.
No, as long as terrifying world we would live in.
As long as I get all merchandise rights, I'm happy. Worst game, I don't know.
It's hard, isn't it?
It is. Possibly a show that I really don't like, if they brought that.
Entering reality-based.
No, because we already have reality-based ball games. I mean, you can go and get The Chase, you can get X Factor and everything like that. All as you can get them, you can get Britain's Got Talent and all them down as board games, so that's just stupid and ridiculous.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is Storage Hunters the board game?
I like the sound of that. But I like the sound
how
of...
How would that work?
I don't know, it seems just like teeny tiny boxes of random things.
Is that one where...
Once you find out what's in the what box, right, then you're sorted.
Someone will have to play the auctioneer and go, I'll give you so-and-so for that.
Does that mean you get to do all the stupid noises that you make while he's doing the bids?
Unless, like, you get the boxes and an assortment of random items, like, before the game begins, someone puts
which
random
means, yeah, which means the
boxes.
person who's doing the auctioneer, right, would put the stuff in. Your best or worst? I can't think of a worst at the moment.
Well, my best one is what I talked about earlier. I think Impractical Jokers, the board game, where you have to do whatever is on the card that's given to you.
Yeah, that's extreme. Extreme truth or dare.
I'm sure that would be fun for like a week until it collapsed into a mountain of lawsuits.
Yep, that would be true.
It's like, I mean, it's quite hard to make a board game, you know. Did you see the people on The Apprentice trying to do that last year?
Yep.
With the questions. Nobody saw that.
Nope.
Oh, yeah, the one guy was like, massively misogynistic.
Yeah.
Whoa.
You know how that ended up. You have to think of good questions.
Yeah.
What about you, your best?
Oh, I think I'd pretty much just go for like the good, solid, basically what's already out is pretty much a Monopoly game of almost everything. It's like you could have Game of Thrones Monopoly.
But they're doing that
actually,
already.
That would be pretty cool.
Yeah, like
I would like a Game of Thrones Monopoly.
Marvel Monopoly.
I think Marvel Monopoly
too
already
big,
exists.
Yeah, there's already a Marvel Monopoly, which wasn't too bad. Not the best.
It was great because, like, Game of Thrones Monopoly, you have to go to prison, like, go to King's Landing, do not collect £200. But also, King Joffrey has decided you are to be executed. You lose.
that would be pretty cool.
And we didn't mention, though, probably, we have to mention I think one of the best board games based on TV is that there is, and that's in general, that's what you get, like, what's seen it and things, where you get the DVD.
Yeah.
Just like the TV trivia games.
And I think that can be the best. But yeah, I think
I'll go with that because you can get seen it for everything. The Simpsons seen it and everything like that. So
some of them are quite hard to play as well.
Most of them are quite hard to play.
Actually, and I think that is my worst one. Sex in the City seen it.
You actually played that?
No, but I assume it exists somewhere in like the deep recesses of my nightmares.
I'm just having a look at the releases here of seen it, and some of them are absolutely strange. But look fantastic.
That's definitely a Friends one, isn't there?
There's a Friends one. There's
Sister's got that one. I keep losing.
There's movie editions, junior editions, music, TV, Harry Potter 1 and 2.
there's a third junior Harry edition, Potter 1. Still found
Disney,
it
Sports, that's Warner the Bros., thing. James Bond, HBO, Turner, Classic Movies, Nickelodeon.
So HBO Paris is the Caribbean, just all one.
Disney, again, two Disneys, Simpsons, Twilight, Sony, and ironically enough, there's a Glee version of Cena.
There's a Glee version of it.
There's a Glee version of Cena.
I was wrong. Glee version of Cena is my worst game.
Anything to do with Glee, don't like.
I think that should be, on that note, should about wrap it up today, shouldn't it?
Yes.
Yes. Should be about I think saying Glee is terrible is a great place to...
Anyway.
Can we end all our shows like that? I think no matter what Glee the subject, terrible. Just Glee is terrible. That's the end of the show.
Just blame Glee for everything.
Next week we are going into
Game of Thrones
more in depth, aren't we?
Yes.
And we'll see as we come along, as we go along.
We will enjoy the Game of Thrones.
But anyway,
we all like Game of Thrones.
We do. Except for people who lose the Game of Thrones because then they die.
Yeah. Which is their fault, though.
It is, for not being clever enough.
So, yes, next week spoilers abound, I think.
No, I don't know.
I assume probably some spoilers.
Some spoilers will be in there, but not loads and loads. Unless I get really bad and then just ruin it for everyone.
Right, so, yeah,
we... Like, go through a long list of everyone who has died so far.
Basically everyone. So, yes.
Right. So, yeah, we've been on the box for the first time. And
In association with the Geek Show.
Yes.
We're on our own Facebook. On the box, Twitter at the minute, and we are also on Mixcloud as well. I've been Andy.
I've been Andrew.
And I've been a legend, but I'm also a
Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening.
Tune in next week.